This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, and it's the home edition of Monsters Unplugged today, the first day of April 2020, and I don't know why I'm hearing myself like in a huge echo. So I don't know what's happening. I am out online.
Get out of the toilet.
It's good now. Yeah? Okay. Right, good now.
Is it good now?
All right.
So, the 1st of April, listen, guys. The 1st of April is the 91st day of the year of the Gregorian calendar. It's only 274 days remain until the end of this year.
All right, so it's until the end of the lockdown.
I don't know what's going to happen with this lockdown, guys. I mean, I'm very happy because I'm married and my lovely wife is next to me and all, and and she strangles me on live.
That's the biggest
joke ever. Today we will walk on eggshells.
Walk on eggshells today. So anyway, we can't talk to Patawai. We can just say, we didn't, you know, at the time when we used to complain a lot, you remember? When we used to complain about our wives and about our homes and whatever, we knew nothing. We knew that it's a new bloody reality we in now.
What do you mean we complain?
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm not talking about the girls. The girls don't complain because the girls are problematic as it is. But you giving problems to your husbands. But then we sit at home and poor us sitting alone and doing. Don't we have background music? We should have background music. I knew we should have background music. Who's engineering that show? I don't know. We're supposed to have there is. All right, maybe we talk too much. We can't hear the. All right. So anyway, we come back to the question: why are we at home? Irene, you can answer that. Why are we at home?
Because of the coronavirus lockdown.
Because of the coronavirus? Why do we have done coronavirus? What do you mean coronavirus? I mean...
Really, Roy?
No, I want you to explain our crowd, our people. Our people, they don't know what's happening today. Oh, today. You know, it's 1st of April. You can say whatever. Everybody will believe you.
It's not a joke, Roy. It's serious.
What do you mean not a joke? What's serious? Corona?
The coronavirus is serious.
For sure, but me and Nathan, we were sitting at home and we made a cure already, and it's a true, it's not lie. We made a cure already for the coronavirus.
What?
Yeah.
We're gonna tell you at the end of the show the cure for the coronavirus today. It's simple. And you know what the joke is? People will think because it's a first of May of April, they'll think that that we're lying to them, Nathan.
Yeah, well, I just want to tell you, I have a message to the bank workers.
Yeah?
If you see a couple guys walking in with mask on their faces, don't worry, they just came to rob you. So
you don't have- you know, robbery can be a good business now, I must say. It's crazy what's happening.
They couldn't see faces on video, so what's the difference if they have a mask on?
I promise you.
That's Roy. Absolutely right. When you say crazy this time, it is. It is. Everything is. There's no answer to anything. Everything is crazy.
Nicole, you're a professional. Tell me, how is to be locked down alone without a husband, without somebody to really take the kishke off to him? I mean, how is it just to sit at home and be nice?
To twist the knife. Well,
I can explain the other side. My wife can answer the opposite. How is to sit at home and really, really be bad?
Enjoy.
Enjoy her husband. I'm actually keeping myself so unbelievably busy between doing yoga and meditating and Pilates and training in my garden. I was busy with Buddha Bar this whole morning. And this whole afternoon in between doing everything else. And I'm actually, I've only wanted to wring my children's necks about 10 times.
That's it. In the last seven days. That's
right. Yeah. I wrung their neck and then I stopped. because I knew if I followed through, there wouldn't be anybody else's next to ring.
You wouldn't have the company, so you're going to kill your company. It's a problem, eh? It's a problem. What do you think about that? Have you seen what's happening in the news? I mean, you've seen what's happening in Alexandra. I mean, everybody's going, it's like a day all. Everybody's having fun there. There's like no stoppage of corona. It's like not a problem.
I cannot anymore.
See again?
I can't watch anything negative anymore. I am just being positive and optimistic and hopeful that we're going to sort this out and everything will get... And hopefully, you can't say back to normal. You want it to be better than what it was. We can't
Maybe it's going to jumpstart our economy. You see where it's jumpstart. Our rent, it's already spending it over
18 to the dollars. People.
Can't go lower than
where we are. One, guys. Yeah. Say again.
Can't go lower than where we are. So we've only got one way to go, and that's up now.
Yes, we already.
I don't know.
We're already on jumpstart.
Wearing masks and gloves and not standing next to each other, and I don't think it's going up. I think it's actually going backwards. It's horrible.
We are going backwards. Go down, we started going backwards with Eskom, but now we're already going backwards. In the old days we had electricity. Now we got candles and crap and stuff like this. So, yeah. So guys, what I wanted to say. So we've got another 274 days of this bloody year remain till the end of this year. Hopefully we'll have some sort of, do you guys think the 21 days of the lockdown will be enough, or maybe they'll give us some days bonus?
If we don't start indicating, it will be extended.
I'll tell you what, they will 21st, on the 21st day, on the 15th of April, they're going to say, yes, we succeeded. Everybody's in at home. They're not going out anymore. And then the next day, everybody can go out and we'll finish the lockdown. So it was a success. They're going to declare it a success.
And I've got a very big visitor today that we're going to interview him. I hope he's going to interview him today. Let me tell you something. So anyway, what I want to say is, I want to introduce you guys. So my name is Roy Peretz, and 274 days left in the remainder of the year. I know today, the holidays today, they got April Fool's Day, which falls today, and Islamic Republic Day, Liel. Islamic Republic Day today as
well. Alan was Alan.
Alan was Alan. Happy behind
you. By the way, Roy, For Islamic listeners, found that women that are Muslims, they are not getting corona at all. Okay,
because they don't the shomot nida.
No, they're wearing the mask all their life.
You're right. Have you seen how they're eating pasta? I don't want to laugh at other people.
just tell me are they doing it from the eye slit or from underneath? I don't know.
From underneath.
From underneath. Okay.
When they eat macaroni, it's amazing. Anyway. So, I just want to introduce our team. So, who do we have here today? We've got, sitting at home. Normally sitting at 341 Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park. He's our electronic and computer expert. He's our own gentle giant, Mr. Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. Nice to be together-ish again.
I love it.
From his home in Senton. Used to be normally in 96 Senton Drive at Top Cares. Ladies, I want to welcome Mr. Liel Rimon.
Hey. Thank you. That's nice to talk to people. Otherwise, I'm talking to the walls.
You can talk to yourself. You know, myself is the best listener I've got. Myself is the best listener I've got.
You know what? When you talk to the walls, there's nothing wrong with talking to the walls. There's only a problem when they start talking back to you.
Yeah. Joining us today from home, she's the lady who gives me hard time. I want to welcome Madame Irene Bauer.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, darling.
All right, you there. Guys, all done from home, but normally the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hey.
So,
I'm still giving service from home.
I still give service from home. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, okay, okay.
And you will give the address in the end of the show.
Let's say we've got somebody on the line here. I don't know, Liel, maybe you can recognize him. So guys, I like to say, the date is today, is the 1st of April. And for that, we tried to call the representative of the day. Who can be the representative or the president of what we call 1st of April better? Then we can try to drag him out of his pool in Kandla. Mr. Jacob, do you remember Mr. Jacob, guys?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so I'm dragging him from his pool, and I think today it is shown that we have won the coronavirus as a nation. That's what Mr. Jacob said. I watched the TV, and the local shebeen, and they're all very happy. So today we declare a great day. So Mr. Zuma, but people dealing with this horrible virus. I mean, you know, so he says, he said to us, I told you to take a shower to protect your, you were laughing at me. And now Cyril, he says you must wash hands and all of you rushing to wash. You see. Are you still in the pool? Yes, I'm still in the pool. He says, so anyway, what are you doing there? He's waiting for Ajay to take him to Dubai. What are you going to do in Dubai? Asked him. He says, I have a pool. So he's got a pool there. So my brother, so what would you have done if you were the president now? I asked him. And he says, I will not get out of the pool and make 1st of April Parliament Day. Why would you make 1st of April Parliament Day? He says to me, think, Roy. So I don't know. Why would you make Parliament the 1st of April Parliament Day, guys?
Because they're all a bunch of fools.
Yes.
He said, fools? They're not liars, they're only fools.
But I've got a question for Zuma.
Yeah.
Mr. Zuma, how many South Africans sick in Corona?
772 million.
So yeah. But not to worry, we can wash it away in the shower.
So anyway, you know who's got bad day today? I don't know, but I'm sure Liel knows. So there's a guy by the name of Logan Alexander Powell. He's an American YouTuber, internet personality, and actor. Do you know him?
Logan Paul, of course. Biggest viewer. Logan Paul, yeah.
Do you know he's 25 years old today, then, mother? Anyway. He's worth $5.3 billion.
Wow.
He's got more than 25 million people subscribers. Do you understand it, sir?
Just on YouTube, yeah.
Don't you think it's crazy? Anyway.
By the way, you have a young brother by the name of Jake Pope. It's even more famous.
Wait.
Really? So anyway, the second most famous guy today is, yes?
Just hold on one sec. Angelique will tell you all about Logan Paul because
I'm not an expert. I saw Maxwell Thornton. You know him?
Who? Maxwell?
No.
Yeah. His name is Asa Maxwell Thornton Fair Battlefield. He's a British guy. Everybody knows him. He was Bruno of the Holocaust film. Remember, he's 23 years old. Yeah, he's 23 years old. And believe it or not, he's number two in a popularity contest here.
But he's not real.
No, he is. His name is Asa. Yeah, he's very real. Anyway, It's very difficult, okay, I'm telling you. Anyway, so we've got as well, we've got today, we've got Otto Bismarck. I don't know if you remember Otto Bismarck. I'm sure Eitan knows who is Otto Bismarck. Otto Bismarck was a conservative German statesman who masterminded the unification of Germany in 1871 and served as its first counselor till 1890. In which capacity he dominated European affairs for two decades. So he was born today in 1815. He died
And you know that the biggest warship of the German Nazis was called the Bismarck, gave a lot of headache to the British Navy.
You know what he said? He said, politics is the art of possible. And I think it says, laws are like sausages. It's better not to see them being made. Another thing he said nice was, there is a providence in that protects idiots, drunkards, children, and United States of America. Yes.
On the internet, it shows under April Fool's Day. If you make jokes about April Fool, you will be arrested because April Fool only lasts until 12 midday.
But how can they arrest me? I'm at home.
They'll find you, young man. They're not stupid.
Are you sure?
Let me see, guys. So what are we going to do is like this. What are we going to do like this? So, now we're gonna run our first show. We're gonna put our first song and let's see what's happening, how it works from home. Sure, it's a little
Can
difficult
you please
today.
Give the song?
Not anymore, Irene. It's a little bit late. But anyway. Please, Irene. Alright. I'm not sure if we're on. Are we on? Folks, we are. Because I'm still hearing some echo. But alright. So let's say we're on. I don't know. Maybe we should start talking. So anyway, guys. I want to say is that they're busy finding, you know, cure for the COVID-19, for the coronavirus. You know, I think they must make some sort of a psychological, maybe we can find, injection for stupid people.
That's also an idea.
That would be,
wouldn't you think, I mean, they think, how many years? Why? Or, you know what happened? This is the problem of scientists. They want to stay the only clever ones. Because we've got a problem with it. Look, obviously, stupid people make the coronavirus spread very quickly because they're still hugging, they're still kissing. I don't understand that. I'm sitting at home. I haven't seen them. I'm going to the balcony. That's the worst. I'm ordering stuff from the Pick and Pay myself. I don't even go there or anything like that. It's crazy, guys. It's crazy what's happening here. So,
I pass by the Pick and Pay and the queue over there, you know, all the way to the parking, and I'm talking about Norwood Pick and Pay. That's a huge one. All the way in the parking.
Why don't you order? I mean, Checkers deliver up to you.
Come to center. It's a delight over here. There's nobody in the shop.
Center City is empty.
Empty.
Not empty.
Morningside.
I haven't been to Stanton City. It's really empty. I don't understand the lines. Why do they have to have lines? But in any case, lines or no lines, people don't pay attention to the situation we are in. The only country that managed to basically slow it down is Israel, whether you like it or not. Israel is the only one that managed to slow it down.
By the way, Israel been declared the safest country to be in right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, they managed to slow the curve down, like the curve is not, I think they've got 5,500 people and only 22 deaths, which makes it like, what is it, 0.2% or 0.25%, which is, but from a normal,
summer is coming and it will kill the rest of it. of the corona,
yeah.
No, of the,
yeah. The problem is in South Africa, we've got a lot of people which are highly sick already. And, you know, we've got TB in this country. We've got other diseases and hopefully it won't really affect. So all I'm saying, guys, I mean, whoever listens to us, it's not a joke. Stay at home. Please just stay at home. That's really, really not a big deal. I mean, don't forget our ancestors has to go to war. I mean, think about your grandfather, your grandmother in the 40s. They had to go to the world war. Our generation is to stay at home. It's not a big deal. And wash hands. Not a big deal. Really not a big deal. Stay at home. Stay at home. Be safe.
Wash your hands in the sink, not in the toilet, huh?
Huh?
Wash the hand in the sink, not in the toilet.
No, not in the toilet. No, not in the toilet. Look, we've got another problem. I mean, most of townships don't have really running water. Many places don't have running water. So now, what happens? They go to public toilets. So we've got every 5, 10 checks, or I don't know, 20 checks, got one toilet. So they have to meet outside. The government has to provide for that. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but otherwise it's going to be a huge problem. But really huge problem. Don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. All I know is that we'll try to make the best of this time for us, of us together. And another thing I want to say, you know, for years and years we say, I mean, to be alone at home with your wife, it's all good. But after you're strangling your wife or she strangles you, think, when did you have time for yourself the same way we've got right now? When exactly could you say, you know what? What are you doing tomorrow? I don't know. Think about it, guys.
Yeah.
It never
for
happened.
For a long time, not, huh?
Exactly. Why won't we take this time to enjoy ourselves?
But look at the planet. Okay. I know not everybody is the greatest supporter of a planet, but 3 weeks at home. If the whole world can go to 3 weeks at home or 1 month at home. I think that our planet is going to change completely. The pollution is finished. There is no more people dying of accidents, road accidents, and stuff like this. It's actually amazing.
So you see, you can find something good in staying at home. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, people complain, I'm going to work, I'm working too hard, whatever. Now, you have to go. You have to sit at home. It's not that somebody give you any choice. It is by the order of the president. You have to sit at home. So what I'm saying is make the best of it. Enjoy it. You know what? Sleep a lot. Actually, I read we're not talking about movies today because you can't go to the movies. But let me tell you, on Channel 109, whoever's got DSTV, on Channel 109, you got a marathon of Tom Cruise's movies. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah,
you have great movies. Yeah, it's great movies. I mean, you got all the, what do they have,
the old ones, the Top Gun, they have Color of Money.
Mission Impossible.
Just now you got War of the Worlds, I think, later today. Go watch movies, read a good book. You know what? Just relax. Relax. If your kids bother you,
Roy?
Yes. Yeah.
Take note, relax. You can't relax. You even take your phone into the toilet and you talk on your phone. So how do you relax?
In the toilet is the best time to talk on the telephone, Irene. But let me tell you something. If you got kids, telling the people, if you got kids, you can strangle them don't strangle them. You can close them, you lock them in the toilet with a plaster.
Or send them outside. Yeah.
You know what's the worst? You know what's the worst? And anyway, they put us at home, it's fine. But they don't even play soccer. Think about it. They don't play soccer.
That's horrible. It's really, crazy. Really horrible. It's not only the soccer. There's not any sport. I will watch a dog race. I will watch anything. Just put sport. Nothing.
Crazy. So what I'm trying to say is it's really a special time. I think that we actually can do something right with our time, our free time. We can relax. Guys, there's nothing wrong in relaxing. I mean, it's not that you have a choice, and if you're not going to stress, nothing good will happen. I want to recommend a YouTube YouTube, you must check on YouTube something, it's called Why We Sleep. It's by, the author is Matthew Walker. You can listen to the YouTube podcast of him, it's amazing, it's excellent. And he'll tell you how good is actually to sleep. How good is to sleep. Not to just lay in bed, to actually sleep. So maybe you're gonna look, maybe in a year or two, with God's help, we're gonna look back at this time and say, you know what? I had a month and I didn't really take the time to better myself. I don't know. Read, learn something. If you are an accountant, learn how to crook the receipt of revenue. You've got time now. If you're a doctor, learn another operation.
If you're a doctor, I think you're very busy, right?
To be fair. Oh, yes, you are. Don't worry. So, okay. If you're a lawyer, learn again how to crook. I mean, how to
jiffle your. If you're a lawyer, learn all the divorce, all the divorce laws. Because in the 2 weeks, you're going to be very busy.
I think you're right. You're right. Yes. Trevor called me the other day, says I'm lowering my rate. I said to him, you idiot, you don't know how to so you must up your rate now. He says, no, it's going to be a lot of divorces. Yes. I said, so what? What? You buy two, you get one, three. What are you talking about? It cannot work like this. It's, I'm telling you, it's not.
Murder is also on the increase. Because, it's murder.
Of wives and husbands.
Especially the people with big gardens.
The wife and husbands, and husbands increase. Yeah, I believe so. I'm sure.
Yeah. So when you stop people by him, you won't be finding him.
What's that? Eh? Guys?
You're gonna have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, you know what? It's amazing. It's amazing. After the lockdown, apparently, you know, in one of the countries where the lockdown was over, and a friend came to visit the other friend, and she asked, "Where's your husband?" She says, "He's in the garden." So she says, "No, I passed through the garden. I haven't seen him there." So she says, "No, you have to dig a little."
The other guy went to visit his friend, and the wife opened the door and he said, "How are you, G? Where's your wife?" He said, "I'm the wife." Okay. After three weeks in quarantine, it's. But guys, does anybody know where he's doing the seder? I can't decide if I'm doing it in the bedroom or in the living room. So.
No, you must get outside the closet now, Lian.
Listen, it's not that easy, right? Come on. Trying for years. You know, it's not easy.
You can't get out the closet.
Don't have enough space in my closet, so I went out long time ago.
It's actually crazy. You know, this man goes into a police station and says, "My wife has gone missing." The police officer says, "Okay, sir, I will help you. Since when your wife has been missing?" He says, "About a month ago." He says, "A month? And now you're telling us? Why are you only coming now?" He says, "Well, you know what? I've got nothing to wear."
I thought he's angry.
You know what? How much? You know, don't you think like we overeating now? Don't you think so? I think we overeating. We just eating and eating and eating. Think about it. Yeah.
You know. So
my friend told me, Eitan, my friend told me that the whole, he didn't even shout at his kids this week. He says his mom was always, he was scared because his mom was always with food.
Always
he
busy,
He was scared he was going to choke himself.
But you know, this couple that was sitting in the restaurant and she told the guy, "Do you like cats?" So the man, you know, very busy with the menu saying which page you are. So.
Huh?
It's a Chinese joke. That couple sitting in the restaurant and the woman asked, "Do you like cats?" The man looking in the menu said, "Which page you are on?"
Okay. You forgot to mention Chinese restaurant, but alright. So there was this couple with a 6-year-old, and they find an idea how to have sex at home. We're allowed to say sex up. Yeah, we do. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Sex, yeah, all right. When the kid is at home. So they used to put a chair in the balcony. He used to give him some chips, and he used to tell him, you must shout and tell us exactly what he sees outside. And he used to come to the bedroom and chatzi gevezen and all good. And the kid is looking and seeing, and he says, the neighbor is back. He says, the neighbor is back with the Miss Linda is back with the groceries. He says, oh, very good. They're shouting at him. 2 minutes later, the neighbor is back from work. Moshe is back from work, and he parked the car. And the parents said to him, okay, perfect. A few minutes later, the kid says, Peter's kid is having sex now in the bedroom. They jump from bed and run and rushing to him and says, how did you know? He says, here's Peter. Here's Peter with chips in the balcony. Here's Peter with chips in the balcony. It's so terrible.
You know,
joke.
Yeah. You know, all of us who are on lockdown, I just want to mention one thing so you don't bother too much. There is no key to a woman's heart. There is only a password that's changing all the time. So no worry.
What can I say? You know what? What do we have, Liel?
I'm trying to look for anything funny about Corona, and apparently it's not.
No,
that
there is
funny.
Nothing. It's so stupid. I looked as well.
Yeah.
But what do you mean? There's nothing funny about Corona.
It's not such a funny thing. I don't know. It's quite serious.
Okay, let me tell you.
About this social.
You know, let me tell you some good advice for life. All right. So let me tell you something. First of all, life is too short. And you have to smile. At least smile while you have teeth. And let me tell you something about balanced diet. Balanced diet is very, very, very good. And a balanced diet means a cupcake in each hand.
Yeah,
you know
some people that are horrible, you can tell them maybe you should eat some makeup so you can be pretty on the inside too.
Okay.
Right then.
Okay. My girlfriend broke up with me, so I took a picture away. Guess who is calling?
What? Sorry.
Running back.
Oh. Nice. I'm not shy. I'm just holding,
Chico,
holding
you,
back.
You recognize this. You know that the wife always liking our t-shirts and sweatshirts and everything. But one time we take a dress to try, and suddenly we need to have a chit-chat. Huh?
Ethan, you have too much time now in the lockdown.
Is it
stop? Stop playing with your wife's dresses.
Dresses, yeah.
I'm very sorry for the mean, awful, accurate things I say.
Ah, it's finished.
You know, we talking all the time about the social and whatever, so I just wanted to tell you that I saw two zombies on a date and they still say that Romans is dead. What you talking about?
They were not zombies, they were Corona
face. Corona zombies.
Corona zombies. You know, doing nothing is quite hard. You never know when you're done. What? You know, if two wrongs don't make a right,
Try three.
When the girl is changing her clothes in front of you, she's either really interested in you, or you are a left 99 friends on, or she didn't spot the tree outside of the window.
Don't know why your line is up and down, up and down.
But I heard it.
Listen, I didn't have time to organize microphone. I'm holding something funny in my hand.
Oh, does it vibrate, Eitan? Because if it does, Nicole, what does it do?
Yes.
I have to modify.
I'm not lazy. I'm not lazy. I'm just on energy saving mode.
God, what? Listen, I've got a naughty one for us, you know, to go back to our normality. So this is
quickly, like we don't
never get on one knee for a girl who wouldn't get on two knees for you.
All right, baby. That's nice. You should have told me a long time ago, yeah.
you know that doctors are suggesting or recommending, if you really miss going to work every day, just continue doing what you're doing every day. You got this one.
Yes, I did. It's been missing, yeah, miss. Not coming. Huh? It's a miss.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what they say about banks, for instance. A bank is a place that will lend you money if you can prove you don't need it. If you think that nobody cares if you're alive, try missing a couple of payments.
I thought you were going to say try dying, but that's better.
And I think, let me tell you another thing. Number one, it's everything I said, by the way, it's true. Eh? Always remember that you are unique, just like everyone else.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The answer you're looking for is inside of you, but it's wrong.
You know, my girlfriend is such a bad cook. She is using the smoke alarm as a timer.
Tell you something. Hold on a second. I had some nice.
If I ever need a heart transplant, I would like to have my axis. Was never been used.
Oh, that's shame. Why? She was a nice girl. All right.
Well, yeah, but never used.
I want you guys to close your eyes and imagine if this lockdown happened 15 years ago, you would be stuck at home with a Nokia 3310 and a plan for 100 SMS and 300 minutes of call. I want to see your name. That's a bit, huh?
But there's no they don't need to shut my eyes.
Yeah. By the way, SMS told my girlfriend to text me when she's getting home. Well, she must be blessed.
I'm not sure if I told this joke last week, or I might. But to say, you know, what if they close the grocery stores too? Then we have to go hunting for food, you know, Aitan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've got no idea, where do pizzas live?
We must start watching National Geographic.
Yeah, and then we can
habitat of the hamburger.
On the hamburger, exactly. Imagine surviving all this unprotected sex, only to die of unprotected handshake. Eitan, I want to ask you: are we allowed to send soldiers to buy bread?
You can't get to buy matzah, you can eat bread. What can we do to survive?
Really?
Let me tell you. This is
So what do you think? It will turn out to be bad, good? What do you guys think is going to happen with this? What do you think is going to happen with this corona thing?
If we will take it seriously, it will get good. All we need is to stick around until some solution, some serious solution will come out.
Stick around, Sunshine. I'm not planning to go anywhere. I'm planning to really survive that.
We need to take it more serious than we are, because I had to go yesterday for a checkup by the doctor, and I want to tell you that it's ridiculous. The behaviors out. It's just shameful.
Who? I've got an idea that I want to recommend to others when we're on quarantining, and you can transfer me money, and I have to guess from who.
That's a nice, yeah.
So like, you know, they're saying that the money is, you know, because a lot of them touching it, it's the, like a really bad thing. So I decided to make a service for the community. So pack all your money, put it outside of your door, and I will collect it to protect the public.
Listen, you have 4 minutes to go. Just gonna stop. Yeah.
I also want to say something before we go. Yesterday was a birthday to a very, very good friend of ours that we love very much. So maybe it's time to say, Eitan, happy birthday.
Eitan, happy birthday to Eitan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Eitan.
Good one.
Wow.
Roy, it was also Solly's birthday yesterday.
Solly who?
Yes. Solly.
Yes.
Oh, Solly, happy birthday to you, Solly. Listen,
birthday,
you know,
You know
what will happen of this year? Let's say like 5 years time, you put your CV to work for a company and they say to you, hey, listen, 1 year is missing in your CV. What have you done in the year 2020? What would you say?
I was on the lockdown.
I was washing hands. In the year 2020, I was washing hands. Eitan, mazal tov.
Thank you.
Nice. What can I say, guys? I will say goodbye to you. I want you to have a lekker lockdown. Enjoy every minute. Listen, guys, there's nothing we can do. So at least enjoy it.
Listen, you can play on with each other, Begemen or Sheshbesh, whoever remember the name, and all other kind of things, and you can interact with each other.
But Sheshbesh is normally begin fights.
Yeah, you need to hear the wood, huh?
Yeah, we can be on air tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Yeah, Leah, later. I feel like waking up at 9. So tomorrow 9 o'clock we'll have our own little thing. Hey, so Leah and Eitan will be here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We've got a minute to go. So guys, love you a lot. Keep safe, very safe. Make sure that buy a lot of cotton wool so you can push to your ears when your wife talks, so you can buffer the problem. It can filter the rubbish off. And basically that's it. Make sure when you go out you put masks. Make sure as well to wash your hands a lot. Don't touch your face. And lots of luck to you and all of South Africa. I love you a lot. From
stay
us,
safe.
It's Monstars, from Liel, Eitan, Nicole, and Irene, myself, Roy Peretz, have plenty good time.